The message is clear. No text is worth a human life. Lawmakers and the State Patrol mark the upcoming first anniversary of the ban on texting while driving. The bipartisan group reminds motorists of the deadly consequences of distracted driving. Representative Peter Barca is the assembly author of the bill. He says it was not initially an easy bill to pass.
And one of the fundamental things that helped to pass it, unfortunately, was a woman died here in Madison that they attributed to texting and driving, I think just a couple days before the vote came up, and I think that played a role.
Wisconsin State Patrol Superintendent Stephen Fitzgerald says if you text and drive, your hands are not on the steering wheel, your eyes are not on the road, and your mental focus is not on traffic and road conditions.
Without a doubt, texting while driving will increase your risk to cause a crash and your failure to avoid one. You're putting yourself, your passengers, and everyone else on the road in grave danger.
In 2008, nearly 6,000 deaths and 500,000 injuries were due to distracted driving. That's according to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Fitzgerald says officials don't want to issue more tickets, but they will if they have to. For those who want to reduce the temptation to text and drive, there's an app for that. AT&T's Drive Mode automatically informs the texter that the intended recipient is driving and will respond later. Scott Vandersanden is president for AT&T in Wisconsin.
Our message is really simple. No text message is worth risking your life or someone else's.
Wisconsin's law went into effect December 1st of 2010. Since then, there have been 162 convictions statewide reported by the Department of Motor Vehicles. Violators can be fined up to $400. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.